Right, it's time now for our hadith discussion. Today we take a look at a hadith from Tirmidhi. An Abdullah ibn Busr radiyallahu anhu anna rajulan qal, Ya Rasulallah, inna shara'i' al-Islam qad kathurat alayya, fa'akhbirni bi shay'in atashabbathu bih. قال لا يزال لسانك رطبا من ذكر الله رواه الترمذي. Abdullah bin Busr رضي الله عنه writes that a man said, O Messenger of Allah, the aspects of the Sharia of Islam have increased, so inform me of something which I could adhere to. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, your tongue should be continuously moist with the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What is meant here is that this person wanted to know that from the nawafil, from the different optional actions, there are so many different things that I can do. There are so many different options that have come to the fore as revelation has continued to descend upon you, O Rasul of Allah. And sometimes when we have too many options, we get a bit confused. So which is the one that I should give priority to? That's what it's meant here. It doesn't mean that you can discard everything else of the Sharia and only focus on dhikr. That's wrong. There are many things in the Sharia which are compulsory. And even from the nawafil, we should try and do a few different things. But Ya Rasulullah, there are so many different options when it comes to the nawafil. What should I give priority to? What's easiest and also very effective? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, La yazalu lisanuka ratban min dhikrillah. Your tongue should be continuously moist with the remembrance of Allah. Meaning that try and keep yourself, your tongue constantly engaged in dhikr. It's not something which is that difficult. You just need to build up that habit. And then it doesn't stop all your other work. You can continue with your other work, whether you're driving or whether you're working or whether you're cooking or whether you're carrying out chores. You can carry on with everything else, but your tongue will constantly be engaged in dhikr, and you will get that reward from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala of being constantly occupied in ibadah. May Allah make us from amongst those fortunate people whose tongues are constantly moist with His remembrance. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.